Good Saturday morning, everybody. Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio.
And we're back.
We're back in the saddle again. I'm going to play that song, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did y'all miss me?
I did.
Y'all had a week of where it was just me, and then you had a week of just Sandra. Then we missed a week there, in there somewhere, and
because of our anniversary.
Because of our, you know, unfortunately, because of our anniversary.
Yep.
We're reminiscing. Yeah, we actually had a good time. but dude, you got both of us back. How y'all doing? Ring and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. We're back hanging with you guys, man. You know, and a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, we're going to jam a little bit and, you know, play some metal. We'll play some, you know, some Southern rock. We'll play some, you know, just some mainstream rock. We'll play all kinds of stuff, man.
All kinds of stuff.
Yep. But let's jump into some music, man, and get this party rolling.
Let's do it.
With Aerosmith and Back in the Saddle Again.
Magic Mountain, baby, Magic Mountain.
I'm back in the saddle. hands, even abandoned and need any way. So go on. Such a shame. In the mirror complete, you don't like what you see. Run away to a place you won't find, to a place far inside, to a way. Your narcissist dreaming, you make out reality skate. So go on,
go on.
This place, a home that's a shell that was built, made to sell in a day. To live in, to dwell in, to know it too well, left to stay. The only thing here in, the only thing.
Back, Ray and Sandra, to Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio, and that was Go On by local Houston artist Stress Level Red, and friends and supporters of the show. You know, shout out to the guys, Lynn and the Reverend and Curtis, my boy, and Thomas. And dude, they got a show coming up.
Yes, next week on the 17th.
Cool. Where at?
At Acadia Bar and Grill.
Awesome. Awesome. They're going to be playing with Dangerous Toys.
Yes.
You know, with Jason McMaster, our friend Jason McMaster, and then also with Dead Man's Hand. We're going to be playing them a little later, and another local Houston artist. So then it should be a great show, man. And if you're in the Houston area, make sure you go out there and check them out, dude.
And their OBMF.
OBMFs, One Big Misfit Family, right?
Yes.
Yep, that's it.
Is it OBMF?
Yeah.
One Big Misfit Family. That's what the whole gang.
Yeah, the whole gang is going to be out there. So we're going to try to get out there the 17th. I'm not playing the 17th, am I? I don't think I am.
No, I think you're playing the 16th, Friday. And
that's right.
So
that's
we
right.
Be,
okay, yeah.
We should be able to make it.
Yep, cool. Anyway, Ray and Sandra to Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, as if Metallica needed more achievements and accolades.
Well, look how long they've been around.
So I don't watch the Grammys, dude. I mean, and it, but that's just me. So I read about it later because I don't have the patience to sit there for 3 hours and listen to people talk, right? Mm-hmm. Like me.
Yeah. I was wondering.
but they got honored with best metal performance.
Uh-huh.
For their record 72 Seasons, and actually for the title track.
Yeah.
Of the record 72 Seasons. So, and I thought, and I actually watched a little snippet of that on YouTube and thought it was interesting that they started playing Crazy Train.
Oh, yeah.
When they announced, when they announced the
Metallica, yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of weird, you know?
Well, I mean, that's band supporting bands, I guess.
I guess, you know.
But yeah,
I
that was kind of weird.
Yep. It's kind of like when Santa Escuridad won an award here recently locally, and they were playing a style of music in Spanish that we don't even play.
Yeah. Nowhere close to it.
We're a Spanish metal band, and they were playing like salsa and merengue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was like way off.
Yeah, right. But anyway, man, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, we're just hanging out, man. We're hanging out. We're back hanging with you guys on a Saturday morning. And hopefully you guys are enjoying. It's supposed to rain all weekend.
Yeah, it's for Super Bowl
It's
weekend.
Super Bowl weekend, you know. So, but dude, before that, you know, so we got some new music, man, right? So we actually played this last time I was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And this is Sebastian Bach's new single, What Do I Got to Lose? Let's rock.
Let's rock.
You wake up, it'll be too late. Oh,
That was Rise from Houston local artist Kissing Judas. And dude, they reached out to you earlier in the week. You know, they want to come back on the show. So
yeah, they have a big announcement. They have a benefit going on for the Godfather, Frank.
Oh, Frankie.
At BFE. Yeah. On March 8th and 9th.
Yep.
And 7th. 7th, 8th, and 9th. And it's a lot of local bands. It's 3 days full. They're going to be having silent auctions and fundraisers.
It's like a fundraiser. Yes. Selling merch and food and all that shit.
Live music. Lots of live music. And he's going to talk about all that. He wants to come back and talk about all that. So, yeah, we'll catch up with them.
Yeah. So she's referring to Dave Sullivan with Kissing Judas, yeah. Who reached out and wanted to come back on the show and promote that a little bit. But anyway, man, Ring and Sander at the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio, and we're hanging with you on a Saturday morning. And dude, we're back at it, dude. And you know what? This is our 50th episode.
50?
Yep.
Really?
Episode number 50 right here.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. Is that diamond? Is that the diamond
anniversary? The diamond anniversary.
I don't know. Yep.
But sounds good.
Yep. But dude, so Tim Ripper Owens, who mm-hmm. we play him sometimes when we play a song from Marzi that he's on, right?
Yeah.
From Houston artist Marzi Montazeri. Mm-hmm. But he was here over the weekend, this past weekend, and the guys in Hellstar and James Rivera's Metal Extravaganza got to do a little Texas tour with him, right? And that was last weekend, and they did like McAllen and San Antonio and Houston and things of that nature. So, you know, Tim Ripper Owens still out there doing it, man. You know, mm-hmm. he went from working in an office building to singing for Judas Priest, and he's still out there singing.
He's still out there singing. You know, so
he never went back to a regular job.
I wouldn't either.
Right? Like, if you have the means, it's highly recommended.
Yeah. Why not? He's still doing it.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of these old rockers, they're still doing it. I mean, if they're able to, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
People still go to see them.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely, man. And, but dude, you know, so the Super Bowl's this weekend, right? Neither one of our teams is in it.
No.
You know, but that sucks.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we're going to see just unlimited footage of Taylor Swift.
Taylor's boyfriend.
Whatever.
Go, Taylor's boyfriend.
That's right. But dude, let's just jump back into some music. And speaking of Judas Priest, let's play their new single, Panic Attack.
Let's do it. Okay.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And that was The Surge with Out of Control, with Sandra, one of Sandra's favorite new local bands.
I love their show. And, it's so energetic.
Yeah, that little girl.
That little girl.
So much energy.
Yeah. Well, they all have a lot of energy. Yeah. But she goes out there and kills it with that voice.
Yeah, I saw Dan was the guitar player. He was in San Antonio trying to, you know, strum up some interest, you know, and get some gigs out there. So here recently, but shout out to the guys and gal in the Surge. Yeah. And but anyway, man, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, Sammy just never goes away, you know.
He never will, and I don't mind it.
We love Sammy.
Yeah.
And but so he's, you know, he's putting out a little bit more details about his tour this summer that we have our tickets to already.
Yeah.
Right. And but he's talking about going deep into the Van Hagar catalog, right? Yeah. From 5150 to OU812 to Balance and For Unlawful Caller Knowledge.
When was the last time he played Dreams?
Yeah, not. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. He should.
Yep. But you know, he said it's more of a it's more of a. And he said he's going to sprinkle in some of his stuff, not much, you know, but it's more of a, you know, the best of all worlds is what he's calling it. Mm-hmm. And he said it's more of a thank you. He said it's for me, it's a thank you. Mm-hmm. A thank you to Eddie Van Halen, a thank you to all the fans, and a thank you for allowing me to have such a wonderful life.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you can't beat that.
Yes.
Homes in Hawaii and Cabo. Exactly. It's like, jeez. Yeah,
exactly. So, but dude.
You're welcome, Sammy.
Yeah, right? I hear you. But dude, I can't wait because, you know, he's going to go deep into the Van Hagar catalog and he's got Satriani on guitar.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's gonna be good, man. So check it out, man. You know, Sammy Hagar.
With Loverboy
this summer, and check out your local listings for that. And dude, let's jump back into some music and let's rock a little bit more with the new one from Dokken, Over the Mountain.
Hey.
I tried to find some peace of mind.
And we're back, Ray and Sandra, to the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio, and that was Honeycutt Southern with Getting My Ass in Gear.
That's what we're doing on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, we are.
Back on track.
We hope you are, too. So, yeah. We hope you are, too. Get your ass in gear, dude. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on, get it together.
Yeah.
And but, dude, so AC/DC's touring, right?
Yeah, we...
And this
we called
year,
it, remember?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You called it last year. Yeah. And they're touring this year. And for the European dates, they've got Duff McKagan to play the bass for them.
One of my other favorite bass players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mine too, right?
You're a fanboy.
Yeah, I am. So,
but that's a good choice.
Yeah, but that, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I mean, kind of like when they did... the shows with Axl, you know, to finish out the tour when Brian Johnson had that hearing problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they could probably have gotten anybody to do it, but you got to think about it. Who do the people want to see somebody famous, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Right? Somebody that's established and things like that. I mean, because there's a lot of great singers out there. There's a lot of great bass players out there.
Yeah.
Right? That are not. That don't have that status, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to think about it from a business standpoint of, you know, who can we get that the people will still come see because...
They want to see them.
They want to see that person too, right?
Yeah.
In our band. So, and I get it, right? Like I always say, it's still a business.
It's all a business.
You know, but that was
a good choice.
Yep. So if you're over there, you know, across the pond at some point, you know, check out AC/DC with Duff McKagan, and hopefully that goes well. Then when they do the U.S. tour, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe they'll come over here with them.
Yep. And then Ozzy's back in the news. You know, he's going to do two shows in Birmingham this year, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of his farewell. You know, and but but you know, Kanye West asked for permission to use War Pigs at one of his events, and they told him no. Not only no, but hell no.
Yeah.
Sharon was like, we're not doing that. We're not associating ourselves with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, make your own music. Yeah, jeez.
We are way more richer than you are, and we don't need that kind of backlash.
No, it has nothing to do with the rich, but it's like, you know, you don't mess with... Especially that song.
Yeah, exactly. With Black Sabbath, dude. Come on.
Exactly.
They're legends, right? So
it's like, go make your own music.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but, you know, they told him no, and he used it anyway, so I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit flying around somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Well, he asked for it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they said no, and you did it anyway, so there you go.
Yeah.
You know. But, dude, so let's round out the first hour, dude. Let's play a couple of more tunes. We'll come back and close out the first hour, and then we'll glide into the second hour, man. It's going by so quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
One of our favorite new bands, Burning Witches. Check it out.
Yeah.
That was my boy Scott A. Smith with Diesel Tooth, and rounding out the first hour. But dude, let's play one more song, one more song, and then we'll glide into the second hour, dude. And we'll just keep the party rolling.
Let's do it. Awesome.